You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government announced a change with vaccine mandates, passes and tracking. NZEI Tiroroa has said they're supporting members with adapting to the changes to ensure the health and well-being of tamariki and staff within school and ECE environments. I spoke to Liam Rutherford, the president of NZEI, on the matter. So obviously the vaccine mandates were lifted yesterday, and so I just wanted to get NZEI's reaction to the mandate lift and how this sort of affects schools.
Yeah, sure. So the government's done a really good job of signalling that the mandates would eventually come away, and so schools have been bracing for this decision. But I think, as we've seen with each stage of the COVID journey, that each new chapter brings about a certain level of anxiety. And so I think what schools are grappling with now, and in particular our principals, is post-mandates, how do you go about ensuring that your approach to health and safety is one that prioritises a safe working and learning environment for staff and students?
Obviously, with health restrictions should definitely still be considered when it comes to any sort of mandate lift like this. But I wanted to sort of get around the term collaborative health and safety processes. So what are these, and why would you say they are essential in terms of schools?
Yeah, sure. Really good question. So we know that really good health and safety practice is one where everybody takes responsibility for it. It isn't just the principal or the boss of a school or business sending out an email saying that this is what health and safety looks like in our place. Because in those situations, the onus then falls on the principal. But we actually want health and safety to be the concern of absolutely everybody. And so the easiest way that you bring people into that conversation around ownership of health and safety is to involve them in the process. And so people working in schools being able to talk about what they think good health and safety looks like before you come to the point where you actually write it all down. We know where schools do go out of their way to involve their staff in that health and safety conversation, that shared ownership of a safe working environment is one that they get.
I guess when we talk about safety, you know, online schooling could still possibly be a good key to safety. You know, despite the issues some kids may have with online learning, you know, as far as not really being engaged with the content, do you still think it's something to consider?
Yeah, I think we are still going to be seeing examples of online learning, at least into the near future. I don't think we're going to see too many examples where the whole school is working online, but the reality is that COVID's one of those areas, one of those situations that we haven't asked for, but we have to deal with the realities. And there are still going to be staff and students over the coming months where they are going to have an extended period of time isolating at home as a result of being a household contact or having COVID themselves. And so in those situations, what we've continually seen is people working in education doing the best they can. But I tell you what, there won't be a teacher in the country that's not keen on having their students back face-to-face as soon as it's safe to do so.
Would you say within ECE services, kindergartens, you know, early childhood learning centres, would you say that these safety procedures are, you know, just as important?
Yeah, the same overarching principles of a good approach to health and safety is something that needs to run across the entire education sector. Our early childhood sector and kindergartens have got the added complication that their young children can't get the vaccination, whereas obviously primary schools do. And so those are the considerations that need to go into that health and safety risk assessment because they do have slightly different circumstances to schools. And I guess that's a really good example as to why health and safety can't just be copied and pasted from one place to another. It's actually about a deep dive into the realities of your local context.
Yeah, so do you think that health and safety procedures would definitely differ depending on regions, I guess, and, you know, obviously the amount of COVID cases we see in different suburbs or...
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that to me highlights the fact that that health and safety one needs to be an ongoing conversation, because you're going to go through periods where you've got more COVID in your community than others. But our early childhood sector has got other practicalities that they have to consider, because often young children are in one large shared space, whereas traditionally in primary schools you can tend to segment out teachers and students a lot easier by individual classrooms.
Is there anything else you'd just like to add before we wrap up that you think people should know?
The strength of the approach that we've taken here in New Zealand is one where we've been led by the public health experts. And so we're really fortunate to be living in a country where we have been able to kind of respect science and health as we've navigated the way through this, because looking around the rest of the world, a lot of countries aren't as lucky as we've been. The advice is that the best thing you can do is to make sure you're following those public health experts and the guidance from the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Health. It's put us in great stead to date, and it's an approach that's going to protect us into the future.
That was Liam Rutherford, the president of NZEI, speaking about what the change to vaccine mandates, passes and tracking means for schools.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.